He voted for captains after the bye week, and on offense, Robert Griffin. And on defense, we had a tie at the top with Barry Cofield and Stephen Bowen. And obviously, Lorenzo Alexander was already captain on special teams.
Surprised that London was, is it, they are added to London?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
gotcha,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, Trent Williams obviously was on offense at the beginning of the year, London Fletcher on defense, and Lorenzo Alexander on special teams. And obviously, we vote at the midpoint or right after the bye week, and those are the guys that are voted in by their teammates.
You had a big crowd going after the coin toss then.
Yeah, sometimes, usually I've had five. Sometimes I've had three. The first time was six, just because of the tie. I felt it important for both Barry and Stephen to be out there, so we'll be well represented.
You've obviously done this since you've been here. I'm curious how far back the re-electing after the midway point goes with you, and if that's just kind of an honor based on the first half, or why you thought that was a good idea initially.
Well, to be honest with you, a lot of times guys come in with free agency and the draft. Not everybody knows each other. And so usually the guys that are voted in are the guys that have been there from the year before. Or and when it does, voting at the midpoint, you get a chance for players to see guys play during the season, like Stephen Bowen, Barry Cofield. You know, guys that have been around here for a year, then all of a sudden they see them through the first half of the season. They say, hey, we want these guys to be our captains. I think it's a great honor. And, you know, you get a guy like Robert Griffin, a rookie coming in. If you voted right away, it's very hard to vote a rookie to be your captain. And, you know, midway through the season, they say, hey, he's our leader. And so it's something that I've done before. I like it. Each year is a little bit different, but I think it's worked out well for us this year.
Have you had a rookie captain before?
I was trying to think if I've ever had a rookie captain. I don't believe I have.
Moving and looking.
You know, he was limited today, but he practiced, so that's a good sign. So hopefully there's no setback, and you know, he keeps on progressing.
Mike, Jamal and Pierre both said before practice that they both hadn't had a setback from Monday. Is Jamal also able to work today?
Yeah, he did. He worked. Got good work in. I don't think there's any setback for him. I think tomorrow will be his first day in pads, so I think he's looking forward to that to see how he fares with the equipment on. So it'll be a good evaluation day for him.
From the little bit we were able to watch, it looked like Pierre was doing a little more cutting and route running and individual drills than we've seen in the past. I mean, is that a significant step forward for him?
Well, he's been doing that the last couple of days, which is a big plus because he hadn't been doing that for a long time. You know, just too much and did the same thing today, so it's a good sign.
Mike, is the point where he has now, is it leave open the possibility of playing this Sunday? Is that in play?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Robert said that he came back from the bye more hungry than what he was before. Mm-hmm. Do you notice any change in it?
Well, I think people get a chance to rest their bodies a little bit, get rejuvenated. You know, there's a lot of stress that goes on, you know, just getting ready for a game plan. And doesn't surprise me. Robert's, you know, he's a team leader. You know, he wants us going, getting us going in the right direction, and I would expect that of him.
Like D'Angelo said before, that some of the defensive backs met with some of the coaches during the bye week and had a chance to just talk about responsibilities and roles and everything. How productive do you think that was? And I'm assuming you probably don't want to go into specifics, but what did you guys talk about?
Well, I can't tell you exactly. You know, you just covered something we could talk about for an hour, but what you usually try to do in a bye week is take a look at the things you've been doing poorly, try to figure out why, and improve in those areas. And sometimes as a coaching staff, you're looking at personnel because you don't get a chance to really hone in because a lot of times you're getting the game plan right.
Did you think that they found it beneficial as well?
I hope so.
Yeah. Mike, you pretty sure at this point Brandon's going to be able to go this weekend? He looked pretty good today.
I'm sorry. Weather. Yeah, he looked good today. You know, he was limited. He didn't take full reps, but you know, he's looking good. He's a lot of enthusiasm out there. He's playing with a lot of confidence. So, you know, just keep your fingers crossed that there's no setback tomorrow or the next day.
When you see how many injuries Michael Vick has had throughout his career, is that something you worry about with Robert's running style? Or can you already sense maybe Robert's ability to know when to go down and when to slide and when to throw it away?
If anybody can answer that, they'd be pretty smart. I don't know if you can answer that question. You know, in the National Football League, you're always hoping people can stay healthy, and I think Robert has gotten much better knowing when to slide, throw the ball away, different things that we talked about earlier in the season. and you're always trying to keep away from those concussions, those head injuries, which are obvious. And, you know, there's a number last weekend, and I think it brings attention to, you know, how dangerous that, or not dangerous, but how much contact is involved, especially at the quarterback position.
One practice, but do you feel a change in the tenor of your team, knowing what you guys are facing, what you have ahead of you, and that there's no room for error?
I think our football team understands we've got to play our best football second half of the season. I think all football teams do, regardless what your record is. You want to play well, and our focus is on one game, and that's Philly. Let's play our best football, and let's concentrate on one game and do it that way, the old-fashioned way.
Any advantage to having the bye week as late as it did come this year versus after week four last year? Or
I always like it in the middle for some reason. You know, my past history, most of the bye weeks have been right about mid-season or a little bit later. Yeah, I like it a lot better then, personally.
Does it help the fact that Giants have kind of come back to the pack a little bit, and despite three losses at 3-6, everything is still out there and capable of achieving all the goals you set out for?
Well, I think everybody can figure out the math and everybody can take a look at the schedules, but, you know, our concentration is on Philly. And if you do that, then you got a chance.
Speaking of, you were in Denver around the time that John Elway was a rookie or maybe in his second year. How do you think Robert has handled some of the distractions and expectations that go with being a rookie superstar compared to, say, the way that John Elway did, if you can reckon back to that time?
Well, we're protecting Robert more than John was protected back then. You know, it was kind of open season. Imagine if Robert had open season this year, how many interviews he would have and things along those lines where he can concentrate more on football. So I think you learn from some of those previous experiences on, you know, how to handle a guy or at least give him a chance to get ready to be a quarterback on your football team. So hopefully it's a little easier on Robert than it was in John back then.
Looking at the Eagles, someone on the outside might say, you know, five straight losses and a quarterback coming in to start for the first time, it's a good time to catch them. As a coach, do you look at breaks that way, or do you say they got a lot of talent and they're due to get right at some point? Like, how do you view a struggling team in that regard?
Well, if I was the head coach there, they've got the same opportunity we got. I mean, you take them one game at a time and you win the rest of your games. I mean, that's your focus. A very, very talented football team, as we're well aware. And, you know, they're going to take care of business just like we're going to take care of business. They're getting ready for a game.
Mike, you and Andy Reid have been at this a long time. Mm-hmm. He's obviously been under a lot of scrutiny and heat the last couple of years in Philly. Do you guys have much of a relationship? Do you ever talk about coaching or offense? Or, you know, you're kind of both from that San Francisco tree a little bit.
You know, I've never spent a lot of time with Andy, him being in the NFC and me being in the AFC through all those years. But, you know, we've had a couple beers together and we've talked and, you know, we're friends. But, you know, it's not one of those situations where, you know, we've hung out or we've been, you know, assistant coaches growing up, even though we both coached at San Francisco.
Was Trent injured or anything? He seemed like he came down late and was maybe limping a little bit.
Yeah, he was hurting a little bit today, just a little bit sore.
Knee or?
Body, I think. Yeah, age.
Was he limited or full go?
He was full go. But that was very observant. That was good, guys. That was good.
That's that hockey injury report, the full body injury.
Yeah, upper body. Yeah.
Mike, since you brought Chris Cooley back, he really hasn't been very involved in the passing game. Has that been sort of just happened that he hasn't really had a lot of balls thrown his way, or what do you think is going on?
You really don't know who's going to be involved in the passing game. If somebody tells you that for sure, I don't think they'd be telling you the truth, because you can always double-team somebody. But you know, we're going to have game plans and, you know, try to do the best thing we can do to move the football.
Mike, you had three other quarterbacks in the league this week suffer concussions. With all the new testing and the return to play protocol, do you think the league is taking the right steps to protecting these guys?
Well, I think, you know, they've put in some, you know, I don't know strong language, but I think common sense prevails. If, you know, I know when our quarterback comes to the sideline and you look in his eyes and you can tell something's wrong, you know, hey, don't put him back in. You know, that's my gut. And doctors obviously are on top of all those things and they know what to do, but you know, that one time Robert came to the sideline, he said he was okay. I said, no, you're not okay. Go see the doctor. So, and then sometimes, you know, I don't know what happened with Jay Cutler, but, you know, Jay is a guy that it's kind of hard to tell, because when I was with Jay, he wasn't coming out of the game no matter what. And that was just his mindset. I don't think he ever missed a minute in high school or college. And he's kind of hard to tell. because he was hit a couple times with me, and I couldn't really tell. So everybody's a little bit different. Okay? Thanks.